We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Also, girlies, your one from Ryanair was checking all the bags to make sure they fitted in that like compartment thing.
I've never seen panic.
Oh
like
my god, lads, I started vibrating because like my suitcase is too big first of all, so even regardless of how much is in it, it's not fitted in anywhere. So I was like PJ, distract her, and I just scoot in around her. I literally bypassed her.
Me giving you hello my baby, help me doing a box step, trying to like dance in front of her.
With a chill be again. Hola chicas, soy Kevin.
Y soy PJ.
Y bienvenido de vuelta al I'm Grandmam.
Woo!
Arriba!
Girlies! We are in Salou.
We're in Salou, girlies. Dreams really do come true in Salou.
I can't believe we're recording the finale of the podcast in Salou.
It's the finale, by the way, to be dropping a bit of a bombshell there.
Yeah, not the finale forever.
Yeah.
Just the season finale.
Just the season finale. And we thought, what a way to finish out the last 15 weeks than recording Spain. Because the thing is, I couldn't go into a new season and make references to the gaff again without you having been here.
I couldn't sit through another episode of you mentioning Salou and me not having any idea of what it's like.
So girlies, we packed our bags.
My baby got a suitcase.
And we made our way to sunny Spain, and oh my god, it feels so good. Also, first holiday for me in over 2 years. In so long. And this is our first sun holiday together as well, I would like to say. We've only done city breaks.
Getting ready to go on a sun holiday. I forgot the stress.
Oh my god, the stress.
Literally.
So stressful. And as well, I feel like, because I haven't been away in so long, that I really wanted to up the like outfit games as well.
Me too.
And being with you as well, I knew you were going to bring it. So I was kind of stressed about that as well.
I was skitting at the picture Kevin uploaded to his Instagram, girls, of your suitcase. It literally looked like
comedy.
It looked like a prop suitcase from a wedding.
That's what I was
Don't
saying.
Don't you go into the photo booth.
Yeah, it looked like a photo booth prop bag for the holiday. Also, girlies, packed 8 pairs of Speedos for a 7-day holiday. What was I thinking?
I was dead. And you gave me like a little fashion show before we came. I was like, Kevin, I think you only need like 2.
I know, but also, they're all gorgeous.
They are all stunning.
They're all stunning. Now, I will say one of them, the elastic is kind of gone in it already. I took a dive into the pool there the other day. Clean off. Like, came straight off me. Also, I will say, have we spoken about this before, but like, tiny, tiny Willy in the Speedos.
Oh my god, all me and Kevin say to each other when we have the Speedos on is, does my knob look tiny in this?
Like, literally. No, nothing wrong with a tiny Willy, but like at the same time,
I just don't want everyone to be like, look at your man with the tiny Willy over there.
That's the thing, when it came off in the pool, I was almost glad, so people were like, oh, it's not as tiny as you think it is. Do you know what I mean?
It's bigger outside the Speedo.
All the babies going around the beach balls naked, and I'm like, Christ, they look like a bigger Willy than me. Me going around in the In the Speedos.
The amount of time I like rearranged my knob in a Speedo.
Yeah, too many times.
Anyway, girlies, let's just normalise small willies in Speedos.
Normalise small willies, full stop.
But anyway, the holiday prep is so much stress. I forgot about it.
Yeah, it is a lot of stress. As well added to the fact that it's like in COVID times, Spain is still an amber country. Now, we didn't really think about it too much. We were just kind of like, let's just book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we were like, let's worry about all the rest of it afterwards. So we have to do a few tests and stuff and a few forms.
But we're fully vaxxed, so it's grand.
Yeah, we're fully vaxxed. So that made the world a difference. So we were delighted with that.
But me the night before the holiday, lads, I don't know why, I just was like, I need to groom my whole body. Like, so me beating my chest, beating my, like, pews, I was like, I just feel like I want to be hairless in Spain.
Yeah.
And then re-bleaching my hair, but it's like, I think it's the third time I'm bleaching my hair, right?
Now, I was so worried when I came home and I saw bleach on your head again. I thought, this couldn't be real.
I just wanted my roots to be fresh. You know me, girlies, I don't want roots on the hull, you know what I mean?
You don't, do you? You don't.
Because it was growing out and it looked like I was a 12-year-old who got tips, you know
it
what
does,
I mean?
It does, and because a lot of the 12-year-olds do get it done for hulls, it looked like you got tips for hulls.
So I wanted the roots to be like gone.
Yeah.
So I was bleaching it, but then I was like, my hair is going to fall out. Me washing out the bleach, and when I would say clumps, worse than clumps on my hair.
I was getting sick. My stomach took a turn.
Clumps of my hair are falling out my hands, girls. Now, I was up to 90.
No, you were skidding, which I couldn't believe. You were like, nah, falling out is this.
Well, if I didn't laugh, I'd cry. But it's grand. I salvaged some bit of it, so it's fine.
I didn't go too mad on the V-ding, surprisingly, because usually I would.
Usually you'd be V-crazy.
So all I did then was I trimmed the torso.
Okay.
Like
the belly.
The belly, just because it gives the impression that I have a bit more toning going on there.
Yeah.
But I left the hair on the chest.
I do love a hairy chest on you, and do you know why, Kevin?
Why?
Because 70s porn star, you give me straight away with the gold chain, the gold accessories.
Chain. Yeah.
I'm like hair for it.
Really?
And with the Speedos then.
And with the Speedos then.
Very
as 70s
well. Porn.
Yeah, so that's really all I did in terms of the grooming. I did stick a few teeth whitening strips on as well in the lead up. And I was kind of just eating healthy as well. I kind of was honest. Didn't have a chalky picky with my cup of tea now at night for a week in the lead up, which, girls, for me, it's a struggle, especially on the Sunday night. I was grand midweek, because I'm usually tame enough midweek anyway. Mm. When it came to the Sunday, and we'd been out the night before as well, I was going, I'm struggling here big time. I need a chalky picky, do you know what I mean?
So we were all prepped and ready to go.
Yeah.
Went to the airport.
Yeah.
It's a crash.
It's essentially a Montessori.
It wasn't even a Montessori, babe. It was one of those ones that you just throw your children into. They don't teach them anything. They give them a bit of diluted orange and a biscuit.
Now, the thing is, you know, I love kids, right? But all these children were feral.
Re-raw, rula-bula.
Their hair had never seen a comb in their lives.
It was just very sticky.
That's the thing. And one of the things I hate most about like mess and all that is stickiness.
It was very sticky.
You know what I mean? And you don't want to be next to that on the flight. Now, I will say, I did tweet about all the feral children, right? I felt guilty then because the girl sat next to you was a little angel.
She was gorgeous.
She was stunning and she was so good for the whole flight, and it was her first flight ever. Yeah. So whoever you were, little girlie, what was her name again?
No clue. We were sat next to the mam and it was like, it was our mam, right?
Yeah, I think it was our mam.
Well, we'd hope so. We hope she wasn't taking the child like and fleeing to Spain. But she was sat next to me. I was kind of allergic at the beginning, but then I was like, my friends just had a baby and they're always like, they feel like guilty being like holding the newborn and the baby be crying and stuff like this. Yeah. So I was like, I'm going to make her feel relaxed. So I was like, let me know when you're like, when I get out to the bathroom, like if she cries, it's grand. And I could have handled anything, right?
Yeah.
Could have handled the baby like poking me in the eye. But the baby did a shit the minute we got on the plane.
Yeah, the
and it was like manure, lads. When I say I was wrenching.
Yeah.
And I was like, is she not going to get up and change that child?
Because it was very obvious that the child had taken a shit.
But then near the end of the flight, she was like, oh, she did a poo. You did a poo, did you? Oh, it's
yeah,
smelly
we were like,
too.
Oh, at the
and
start.
And I wanted to be like, she did a poo before we took off. Babe. She's been pooing the whole flight. I think she's diarrhea.
I think she's diarrhea.
You want to get a check?
The Spanish tummy had kicked in already before we even landed in Spain.
But yeah, it was grand. The flight was grand, wasn't it?
The flight was grand and also quicker than I remember.
Oh, I was editing a teaser for Grandma. Yeah. Didn't even get to finish it.
And also because you were doing the editing, I was reading my book. I was thinking, don't we look very important?
Oh my God. That's what I was having a main character moment. I was like, people think I'm a producer.
Now, I was getting stressed because we were on the flight to Rios and it was a bit rougher than I remembered. It was a bit rougher, wasn't it?
But I knew what I was getting myself into when you're bringing me to Salou. Like, I didn't think I was going to the Maldives.
Yeah, that's the thing. You knew kind of what you were getting yourself into.
I could feel
you
panicking, though, that I was judging you.
That's what I thought small bit, like, because, like, we could have been on a flight to Benidorm, or we could have been on a flight to Tarviaca. Like, it was kind of 6.5 dozen. No disrespect to those places or people going to those places, but there was a lot of shouting from the parents and stuff.
And it was very, like, oggy energy.
Yeah, all the dads were wearing jerseys.
And they were all, like, raring to get on the drink.
Yeah, they were...
Do you know what I mean?
They were on the drink in the airport, weren't
they? Which is fine.
Now, me and PJ avoided any airport drinkies just because we had worky bits to do on the plane, so... You know.
Well, my arm could have been twisted, but Kevin was having none of it.
Anyway, let's get into the theme for this week.
The theme for this week is...
Surprise, surprise.
That was a really bad...
It's because the table... We have the table from the veranda.
In. Is that better?
That's fine, okay. Yeah.
Theme for this week is... Salou, obviously.
Salou! Salou, now, didn't bring Alexa, she's not double vax.
I was just about to say, what are we going to do now?
I was panicking there, I was just thinking, oh my god, we don't have Alexa.
It's grand.
We couldn't get her over. Girlies, you know what way Ryanair are with the luggage, we couldn't bring her
she's
over.
She's an anti-vaxxer, like, and I was like, it's grand you being an anti-vaxxer when we're in London, but like, now we're going to Salou having a skit and you have to stay in London, do you know what I mean?
Anyway, song.
What's the song?
PJ, play Vamos a la Playa by Luna.
Playing Vamos a la Playa by Luna. I can't say her name or the title of the song.
Nula, you said.
Nula, my man.
There's a bop. Vamos a la playa, a mí me gusta bailar.
Come on, girlies.
El de la noche.
Get into the square.
Fiesta. Vamos a la playa, a mí me gusta bailar.
You know every lyric.
El de la noche. I've been listening to nothing but Spanish bops.
Ready, girlies?
Here
it draw.
Oh.
Take
ready? In four, in three, cuatro, tres, dos, uno! Me me gusta bailar el ritmo de la noche.
Shake your head from side
now,
to side.
Do the neighbours think we're having a party? That's
the neighbours think we're having a rave.
Are we going to get reported to the reception?
But if someone's in the room next to us, they're definitely like, what the fuck are they doing?
First of all, as well, we're the gayest things to ever set foot in Salou.
We are bringing queer culture to Salou.
Yeah, we made Salou gay. Salou is not gay, but we made it gay now.
It's the new Sitges now, I heard.
It's the new Sitges in Salou. They're all coming out from Sitges because it's cheaper in Salou and because it's gayer.
Girlies, it's so funny because like it was the first night we were here, right?
Yeah.
And we were getting ready. And like Kevin was a bit like, oh, in Salou, no, save the looks for Barcelona. And I was like, I'm not muting my queerness in Salou.
Oh yeah, to leave you know, right? So basically we're doing 3 days in Salou. We're doing 4 days Barcelona. We're doing the weekend Barcelona, girlies, just because...
I've never been.
We have to go party in Barcelona.
And I want to go to the steps where the Cheetah Girls film.
Yeah, need to do that.
It's a famous artwork, but I don't know what's it called.
I don't know
Gaudi?
What it's called either. Is it Gaudi? Yeah.
Do you know what they do?
Yeah.
We want to go there. So that's why we're going to Barcelona, really.
So that's why we're going to Barcelona.
But he was like, save the looks of Barcelona, and I was like, I'm not muting my queerness in Salou.
If I hear the phrase muting my queerness one more time on this holiday, honestly, I'm getting a flight. Straight back to London. Also, he's also banned from saying the phrase, we're on the beach there the first day, right? And obviously, they'd be going around topless on the beach. Every woman we pass, PJ would be like, oh my god, her tits are gorgeous, aren't they?
But lads!
Yeah, they're stunning, but you were saying about everyone.
Because breasts are beautiful.
They are free the nip.
But I just love, like, all the girlies with their tits out.
It is stunning.
And, like, I never see tits, sure, I'm a gay man.
Yeah, we never see tits.
So, me, I forgot how beautiful they are.
Yeah.
They're just, and as well, I was just like, there was this man playing cards with our kids and she just had the baps out and I was like, that's art.
Normalise tits. We're normalising tits
we're
being out, girls.
We're normalising the nips being out, girls. It was so funny though, because when you tweeted it, it made me sound like a crazy pervert.
If someone didn't know who I was and just came across the tweet,
they'd be like, what the fuck?
Why is he commenting on everyone's tits?
And as well, I need to stop staring at them because like the girls are like, stop staring at my tits. I'm like, oh, sorry. And then I just act gayer.
Now, I just be staring at all the Spanish daddies with their bellies out and it's
oh
so hot.
Oh my God.
I want to lick all their bellies. Even if there's sweat in their belly buttons, I still want to lick the Spanish daddy's bellies.
Anyways, the first night, right, Kevin's already after being like, save the looks of Barcelona. And then goes in and gets showered. comes out, I'm getting ready, and then I turn around and Kevin's in a leather pants with like a Subversive basic top, you know, like with a circle cut out of the chest.
Glory hole, I like to call
and
it.
And then a big like trendy buckly belt. I was like, you never looked there.
Trendy buckly belt makes me sound so basic.
No, it was the coolest look.
The belt
ever.
Was serving.
But it was the most edgy gay look I've ever seen you serve in your whole entire life.
Now, girlies, would not recommend the leather trousers in a hot country. I would just say that literally the water was pooling on the creases at the back of my knees anytime we were sitting down for dinner, and then I'd have to shake my leg and it would just pour down my leg.
But he looked unreal, right? But no. Aww. You were screaming fag.
We were screaming fag. The two of us were.
Yeah, I was wearing flares.
Well, the thing is, you could wear whatever and you scream fag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In the best ways.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, I have to, like, kind of make an effort to be faggy.
But then we were walking around then, and lads, the saloo locals didn't know what
they'd
to
know
do
what
with
was
us.
Going on.
Thank God they don't understand Spanish, because I'm sure we were getting hate crowned left, right, and centre.
We definitely got called a word by a group of lads, and I don't think they wanted to shag us.
No, I think they definitely wanted to beat us up. Well, anyway, we're walking around, right, and then we're just after dinner, gorgeous dinner, had paella, and then we were like walking around for a place to get a drinky, and it was all kind of full, and then we went up to this gaff, and we were talking to the bouncer. Like kind of guy who seats people, and he was like, "Oh, are you guys from the UK?" And then Kevin was like, "Are we gay?" I was like, "No, we're from Ireland."
He was being so weird because there was a couple next to us who we were there before, but he looked after them first. Then he was kind of looking at us. Bearing in mind now, everyone on the street was looking us up and down now like we treat heads. So then anyway, he looked at us and he goes, "You gay?" And I went, "What?"
He goes, "You from the UK?"
No, first of all, he just said UK, right? Yeah. But he goes, "UK?" And I goes, "What?" And he goes, "UK?" And I told him, "You gay?" And I was like, "Me then, are we gay?" Me.
Kevin was ready to literally but BJ just rip goes, the gap apart.
No, we're Irish, but I still thought he had said, "Are you gay?" Now, he turned out to be a weirdo anyway. He looked
was
after
such
us.
A creep.
Like, he said Pogue Mahone when we said Irish, and I was like, fake laugh, LOL.
Yeah, and then he just was like smoking 50 cigarettes. I don't know what was
he
going
would just
on.
Pull a cigarette from behind his ear. That's the weirdest thing still about all the lads over here. There's a load of hotties, right? But the vape hasn't caught on over here at all. My man be very disappointed. They're all... What's with the Spanish being bathed from the cigarettes?
They're all on the cigarette,
eh? And they're all smoking Camel. That's
oh, really?
The make of the cigarette, yeah. But anyway, like, very, very, very gay for our first night out. And I just think Salou wasn't ready. Salou do you know what I mean?
Ready.
It wasn't ready for us. And I was feeling a bit guilty then because obviously I had hyped Salou up so much over the last 2 years. It's just like one of those things that obviously I was obsessed with in my youth. And then kind of... through the lens of me being 28 years old and in 2021 I was a bit like, oh. Now, I will say we're having a gorgeous time on the beach and by the pool and the weather's gorgeous and it's stunning. And the people are friendly,
yeah.
Like, once you're not too gay. You know what I mean? But I was still frantic that you'd be allergic.
Yeah, I wasn't allergic though, because I knew, like, when you're going to, like, Salou or, like, Costa Sala or all these places, you know what you're getting, like. You're getting the strip and you're getting your pool and your hotel, you know what I mean?
And all the food in the restaurants, more or less, then, is kind of the exact same, isn't it?
Yeah, there's this one gaff that owns every restaurant here, and I think they just have the same menu and they just change the colours.
Like, we went into one of the gaffs and we were like, oh, is this the gaff we came to for lunch or whatever? Because it was the same menu. We were so confused. We were like, oh, we need to go somewhere else. But literally everywhere down by the seafront there has the same menu because it's all owned by the same people. It's very weird.
But I literally, like, every time I'm going to bed now since that night, I just think of UK and then you go, are we gay? It reminds me of, you know, when RuPaul's on the talk show and he's like, a drag queen?
It's very that, isn't it?
I just can't stop laughing.
I was traumatised about that.
I've never
initially.
Seen you so, because usually I'm the one who like jumps and gets triggered, but I was like, oh my god, Kevin.
Because
like,
I was like, why is he asking this? It was so weird.
You were trying to be the Marsha P of Salou.
That's what I was doing. Now, one thing I forgot to do, which I'm disgusted about, is I was listening to Alan Carr's podcast, right? He has one called Life's the Beach and he interviews people about going on holiday, celebrities. And he does one with Amanda Holden, right? Now, she gets my tits a small bit and her laugh is kind of insufferable in it.
I can't warm to her.
I can't really warm to her.
No.
But...
we don't like Amanda Holden.
One thing she does, though, and I think it's ingenious, right?
Yeah.
Is anytime she flies to a new destination... in the duty free, she'll buy a new perfume that she's never had before. And then she'll use all of it on the hull.
Yeah.
So she'll be like spraying it the whole time. So then when she smells it again, she'll remember the holiday quite well, because, you know, your memory recall for smell is much better than anything else, they say.
Yeah.
Basically, every city she's been to has a different scent. Now, I wouldn't have the money for it.
I was just about to say, that screams privilege. If I'm buying a bottle of perfume in the duty free, it's lasting me for the year.
It's going to last me the year, isn't it? Yeah, actually.
She'd be dousing herself in the perfume, does she?
Also, I will say, like, I didn't even have any space in my liquids bags, because that's the one thing, since the last holiday I've been on, I've definitely established, like, a working skincare routine, so we don't have much space in the bag.
But she's not flying Ryanair. Like,
she's not flying Ryanair.
Like,
yeah.
British Airways, yeah. First class. Or
and we only did carry on. Like, she's definitely like booking
she's
in
definitely
baggage.
Booking in
shit.
Baggage that she doesn't even carry.
But I was thinking, if you did have the money, good idea.
Like, I even if I had the perfume and the money for it, right?
Yeah.
It would be an effort for me to use it all in a week.
Yeah, and you don't want to spray too much of it, because you just want to give a hint of it to
you
the
just
lads.
Want to give, you like you spritz walk through.
Spritz walk through.
You don't even you don't spray perfume on your body, I don't think.
Now, speaking of associating scents with a destination, when I think of Magaluf, all I think of is 1 million by Paco Rabanne. You know, the one, the gold bar, right? Because on the last night, basically, I was bait from the drink, and we know I don't like doing a lot of nights on the trot.
Yeah.
So I faked a fever the last night, because I was like, I can't go out.
You weren't fooling anyone, I'd say.
No, well, like, I think, well, I did actually play it up a lot.
Okay.
And I was like, lads, I can't go out, and I was doing the fake shiver in the bed. Just because I wanted to wake up and, like, catch the flight and, like, you know, yeah, be fresh for it. But anyway, I was like, halfway through the night, I had to change of heart, and I was like, I'll go out and meet them in the square. But I went down, they were all locked, and Amanda Budden poured her drink over my head when she saw me, just for the last, she saw it was a scream. She's like, come in! And just poured it, and I was like, no, I was blood sober. Anyway, I went up to the room, and your one in the bathroom, the attendant, she was like, toweling me down, and then she just laced me with a load of 1 million. I remember getting sick because of it. I can never smell it again.
If I ever smell cool waters,
yeah,
I get thrust back to the Irish College in the Gaeltacht. I used to think I was the sexiest man in the world with the cool waters in the Irish College.
Controversial opinion, I still think cool water, a splash of it, not the eau de toilette, now the parfum, is gorgeous. You
it's
know what
gorgeous.
I mean? It is gorgeous.
It's refreshing.
It is refreshing. And also, who's the model that does it? Does your man David Gandy do the Davidoff?
He used to do...
Does he do the Davidoff, or does
I
he
don't...
do a different one? Is it Jean-Paul Gaultier?
I do like Jean Paul. I used to be loving the Jean Paul Gaultier just for the advertising.
Also, just the bottle.
The bottle.
The
is
bottle.
So
she was
hot.
Serving body, yaddy, yaddy.
She was serving gay rights to the bottle.
Also, another one of the podcasts that I listened to, right?
Yeah.
And the car interviews, you know, Tom Daly's fella.
Justin
Lance Black.
Austin Lance Black, me.
It's from Austin, I think. Or it's from Texas, anyway. Now, snore.
Really?
Jesus Christ, snore. And they could have all the money in the world, but. I mean,
you can't buy humour.
Snore?
Really?
Babe, when I say, and I was kind of thinking then, is it any wonder Tom Daly's knitting? You'd nearly prefer to be knitting in the room than chatting to your man. Now, I fear we're going to meet him at some fucking Gay Times Awards or something like that.
Care.
But I will say, like, and Alan Carr couldn't even get anything out of him.
Really?
Like, he was trying his best. And
he's
trying
the
to go
chatty
on.
Man.
And as well, he was saying, he was like, so tell us about, like, what you were doing. He was like, to be honest, he was like, I never really went on holidays before I met Tom. He's like, Tom taught me the importance of, like, you know, taking time out and stuff. And he said, any time I'd even get in a flight, he was like, I used to just, like, make full use of the Wi-Fi and work. And I was kind of going, what? I was going, why'd you get him on to talk about holidays?
I hate when people's personality is working.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, I love to work, you know me. But I don't be banging on about it.
That's the thing. I was like, would you ever put on the out of office?
But you kept saying that to me when I was just scrolling through Instagram.
I know, but it's the effect of it. I wanted it for you just to be, like, no technology.
We do need to tackle how travelling with people is hard, but also being on holidays with your friend that you live with in London.
Yeah.
You still, like, you experience new sides of them.
Completely. Even beforehand, I was very nervous with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we were like, we've been planning this slew ep for a while, and we were like, what a bang for a season finale. Let's fucking do it. It'll be in August.
Yeah.
We'll want to get over for a haul anyway. Perfect excuse. Boot up to Barcelona. Gay weekend. Bear back in Barcelona. Ignore. That's the name of the group chat on WhatsApp,
that's
right?
The WhatsApp group.
And then once I booked the flights and stuff, because I was like, I knew it would kind of be down to me, because you know I like planning and stuff.
Yeah.
You were kind of going, oh, is it a bit much of an effort with the PCRs? And I was going, oh, tis booked, baby. Like, it's booked.
That
but you said that
to
me afterwards.
Heaven.
And then we were looking at Airbnbs, right? And we're meeting Padraig in Barcelona, right? So I like to say, Salou is work, Barcelona for pleasure.
Yeah.
It's kind of work and pleasure-ish, but we're still out of office in case you try contacting us, guys. Don't drop us an email because I won't be replying. But then I was like, I'd whittled it down to 5 Airbnbs one day, and I was at work, right, getting loads of work done, doing the Airbnb search, right? I literally was searching all of them, and I was like, and we had like criteria that we wanted met. We wanted...
This criteria you've made up yourself, though. You didn't consult me on it beforehand.
But pool-like.
But you made
pool
up,
and beach.
But you made up what you wanted, found the Airbnbs for it, and then sent it to us. And then when I was like, oh, I want my own room, you threw your toys out of the pram.
No, you threw your toys out of the pram because you were like, I want my own room.
I just want my own room.
For a wank, is it?
No, to ring my boyfriend who I'm long distance with.
But we'd obviously give you a few minutes in the room anyway. But
you just want your privacy, like. I'm okay, 20, fair I'm 28, enough. So I don't want to be sharing a room with my friends.
I know, I just didn't realise you were high maintenance like that. I want my own room.
No, you want a pool.
I want a butler.
You want a pool and you want to be near the beach. That's way more high maintenance than me wanting my own room.
Holidays. I hardly want to be near the rocks.
Yeah, but babe, you made up this criteria
or the highway.
Head. You made up this criteria in your head, and when I didn't agree with your criteria, you got odd with me.
No, I was like, I found what I think is like the best 5 spots for
you
price,
think?
Like near the gay yeah. area, all the rest of it.
Yeah, what you thought.
But I was right. Anyway,
do you know what I
put
mean?
In these 5 rooms and I was like, girls, like, pick your preferences, 1 to 3, like top 3 rooms. PJ, anyway, after me doing 3 hours of an Airbnb hunt, sent in this other gaff and goes, I want to go here.
But babe, if we agree, if you agreed on a brief with us beforehand...
Babe, we were going on a gay weekend.
Babe, do you ever hear the saying, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me?
Anyway, but I think it was there and then that I realised, on halls, we do have...
Different vibes.
Different vibes.
Yeah. So Kevin has this weird thing where he like schedules his tanning... So, like, we'd wake up in the morning and
it's relaxing, also. It's not just tanning, I'm relaxing.
How is it relaxing when you're like, you have alarms set when you need to flip over? So basically, Kevin be like,
you're saying that and you're holding for last.
I'd go up to the pool and I'd be like, come on, we go down the beach, like. And then I was like, I just had my espresso, I'm ready to go to the beach. Kevin.
Also,
oh, no,
PJ's
no,
new
babe.
Personality on holidays is espresso. He's never had an espresso in London once.
How much? More glam is an espresso.
So when I see you with the espresso cups, I'm literally like, oh, who is she?
I think this new personality is coming back to London.
I think it is. Or I think we both need to get on the cortados.
Cortado to cortado, yeah.
But the timed tanning is actually a thing.
It's not a thing, right? So basically, I'd go up to you and I'd be like, oh my God, like, it's really nice. Let's go down to the beach. Let's swim in the sea. You, oh no, babe, I have 15 minutes left on my front and then I'm going to have to do a half an hour on my back before I leave. Me, what? I'm like, what are you on about?
Also, I can go to the sea in between the front and the back.
Oh, in between the interval of the thing?
Yeah.
But you have to run because you need to get there for a certain time.
No, basically, I'd want to be going around Bone on the front and then Tan Goddess on the back.
But I'm not like planning my tanning and I'm grand, I'm even all round.
Yeah, but look at mine.
I know, but like mine's stunning as well and I'm just like walking around the gaff because I'm bored waiting for your alarm to go off.
On holidays, even though I am relaxing and I'm switching off, I still like structure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm not just going to throw the rule book out the window. I'm still waking up for the breakfast that we have included.
Yeah, I lie in.
PJ was getting odd there when I was setting alarms. He's like, why do you send alarms for? We're on holidays. You were getting proper aggy there last night.
No, I just love my lions on holidays.
And as well, it is nice because in the mornings the sun isn't coming in. The veranda. Although you'd think, would we like to have the morning coffee, my morning read out in the veranda?
You're not reading it all the way, yeah.
BJ's starting this conspiracy theory that I'm just taking the books
so
on holidays.
So Kevin opens his book, right, but he doesn't read them. He just looks at them and he just wants people to think that he's reading. And he even moves his lips to make people think that. But I think he's just singing along to songs. I don't think you're actually reading, Mip. I have some videos on my phone that prove that I don't think you're actually reading.
Shut up.
How many books did you bring?
I brought 3 books because annoyingly I tried to finish one before we came over, but I still had 2 chapters left in it.
Yeah.
So then I haven't even started my new books, really.
Yeah, you just took them to the pool for the pick. Kevin, one day bringing the library upstairs with him to the rooftop pool to get a picture of Insta.
But there's a few lads on Instagram that I want them to know that I'm like into my queer list.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want them to know, and they were good choices and also got the reactions I wanted.
Stunning.
One of the lads that I'm messaging at the moment, he was like, oh my God, read that, it's unreal. Me, oh my God, I'm loving it too. Haven't started it. Haven't even started. But yeah, I am a bit more regimented.
The one thing that really surprised me, good surprise.
Yeah.
Is that Kevin's so fucking good at Spanish, lads. Like, I thought I was, like, with a Spaniard there for a second. If I blinked and, like, looked at you sideways.
I was bait from the Duolingo there in the 2 weeks prior. Once we had it booked, I think that's when I went into proper holiday mode.
Yeah.
That's when I, like, as soon as I booked the holiday, I, like, bought the Speedos.
Yeah.
I was going to the gym and I was like, oh my God, like, on it.
I forgot we were going on holidays until the night before, I'm sure.
Yeah. It was when I came back and I'd been for a walk. Like, because I had an hour to kill the night before I hopped into bed. And then you were like, are you packed? You were raging, weren't you?
Just because I thought everyone just last minute packs for halls.
Also, I do think, even though we're having a ball, right?
Yeah.
And I'd say you love it. You don't really like the sun holidays where you're just switching off.
I do. I just like them in a more glamour location. Like, it's lovely, but it is a bit of a hole.
It's not a hole. Also, I realise since coming over, we did stay closer to Cambrils. Do you know what I mean?
You keep saying that. It's not your get out of jail free card. Every time someone tries to spit on me for being gay or I'm eating slop for dinner, you're like, we did stay closer to Cambrils.
No, but we did.
Is Cambrils, does it have a magical veil around it that turns into a gorgeous local town?
No, see, Capsaloo is like tourist.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We didn't stay in Capsaloo. We were closer to the fishing village of Cambrils.
We were that side.
And I took a lovely walk down there today, right? When I woke up, PJ was still in the lab and I was just getting my morning steps in. After I did my morning read, I hadn't even read, but I was walking
You've
down.
Never read, Bill.
And basically, like, I wanted to revisit the place where we went as like children, and I felt like I was in an episode of Who Do You Think You Are? You know what I mean? I felt like I was really, like, it was a real blast from the past.
Really,
it was actually really gorgeous, and like I was passing things, and I was like, even simple things now, like the playground that I was playing in.
And were you having a little, like, cry?
Not a little cry, but I was like, oh, isn't this lovely? And I was thinking of all the memories, like, with my brothers and sisters. Now, a lot of the time when we were on halls, we were tearing shit out of each other.
Really? Yeah. We were remembering the places where you got into scraps.
That's the thing. Now, also lovely memories, and like, it was just beautiful being down there. Now, a lot of the restaurants, I would say, closed.
That's the one thing, lads. A lot of the places over here are closing down because, like, they had no tourism.
In the last
which
year.
Which is kind of sad, right?
Well, that's the one thing. Like, my mum was making up her own narrative for when we were coming over, right? So, basically, my sister went away with her friend to Spain, right?
Yeah.
And they had their bags robbed, right? In Marbella, right? And my man then was like, yeah, see, that's the thing. She was like, because in the last 12 months, there haven't been many tourists. They're all trying to make up for last time.
And by robbing people.
This is what she said. Then she goes, they're all being more brazen than ever. Bearing in mind now, my mum hasn't been over. They're being more brazen than ever. They're trying everything because they have to, because they took such a hit in the last 12 months. That's what she was saying. And she was saying, in Barcelona, for when we go there,
yeah.
She was saying, Kevin, the thieves
of the
world.
I did hear that they're, now, like, very thievy.
Anyone we've told we're going to Barcelona has said to us, like, watch out for the thieves.
Yeah.
They have said that, haven't they? Which but is, like, a bit alarming.
And also, I'm wearing skimpy clothes in Barcelona. I'm dressing like a whore and I won't have any pockets to put my stuff in. So what am I going to do?
That's my fear.
What am I going to do?
What are we going to do?
Anyway, Kevin's unreal at Spanish, right? So we get off the flight and he's like, like, it kind of took me by surprise at the beginning. You, hola, blah, 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 blah. Me, what is going on here?
But you know what the key is? To just learn off a few key phrases that you know you're going to want to use.
But it's hilarious, though, because then when you say one sentence, they start speaking full-blown
Spanish. Oh, God,
Spanish,
yeah, and then
you,
I don't know what to do then. And I will say as well, before I even start speaking Spanish, I think it's the 10. Girlies, everyone just assumes me to be Spanish over here.
You are a bit smug when you start speaking, all right, aren't you?
But I think everyone, I think people just look at me and they say, he has the look of a Spaniard. Do you not think?
You have the dark features.
Is it the shells around the neck?
The shells around the neck. Me and Kevin's personality on this holiday is the seashells around the neck.
But it's so funny because they've always sold these over here.
Yeah.
Why suddenly are they glamour this year?
They're just so gay.
And it's because they're gay, right? Yeah. And before, I never would have the confidence to wear them, probably. Whereas now I'm like, oh my God, whip out the shells around the neck.
But Kevin's been teaching me some phrases.
Yeah, basically, and I want to share them with you girlies as well. Because if you ever do come to Spain and you want to whip them out, these have been invaluable to us.
This podcast is brought to you by Duolingo, the language app. Is it? I don't know, I didn't even know what
you... You know what?
The owl who fucking won't leave you alone. It is that, right?
The passive-aggressive owl.
The passive-aggressive
owl.
That's
the thing. And they would make you feel bad when you miss a day and they're like, oh, you've ruined your streak. And I'm like, you've ruined my day by reminding me like I'm busy.
You've ruined your life. You're a failure. They're going to get really personal and be like, Miss Cronin in third class was right about you. Get back on this app.
Right, anyway, so these are a few of the phrases that have come in handy. Now, not so much this one, because Salou has never heard of oat milk.
No.
No, they don't know what we're on about.
When the reason why espresso is my new personality is because I went to the bar and I was like, me thinking I can speak Spanish from listening to you. Uno café con soya leche, por favore. Him. What?
The best is when PJ's doing even a bit of Spanish is he is the thickest Cork accent.
I go
on him.
More Cork.
Even when we're leaving gas, PJ go, gracias. And I'd be like, what?
It's because I've only ever heard gracias from like my family.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's why I'm on the espresso.
Right. Anyway, so if you are going to a cafe gaff and you want to suss out whether they do have the oat milk, so you'd say, tú tienes leche de avena? Oh. And they can say yes or no, like I've oat milk. And like, if they're allies, they should have oat milk.
Yeah.
And then if they do have it, you say, bueno, me pone un latte con leche de avena. So I'll take an oat milk latte.
Stunning.
Gorgeous, right?
We'll need that in Barça. They'll have oat milk there.
I feel like because Barça is a city, it has to.
But do I need it now? Because I'm an espresso gal.
Because you're espresso.
I have places to be. Everyone thinks you're a chic, like, businesswoman when you drink espressos.
It's so true, though.
I think I'm going to smoke. No, I won't.
No, don't smoke.
I drink espresso in a fag. Is that very...
In a fag.
Say chic.
It's very chic. Me picturing it, I'm kind of jealous.
No, will I just have a pen and pretend it's a fag? Anyway, continue.
Okay, another one that we had to whip out the other night is... La rosada este palido. Basically, PJ wanted to suss out whether the rosé was pale.
It wasn't. Echo Falls, girls.
But basically, this restaurant that we went to, they only spoke Spanish, right? And basically, we wanted to try the wine before we were going to buy a bottle of it. But then because it was just becoming so much of an effort because there was such a language barrier, they took out the first wine and I was just like, no, it was vinaigrette, wasn't
literally,
it?
Literally, I was like, can we taste it? And then like we communicated, yeah. So then we're tasting it. And like, you know the way Kevin wouldn't say boo to a ghost in a restaurant. So I was like, and then Kevin was like, no, it's lovely. And I could see him like flinching.
I was wincing because it was
like,
so
drinking balsamic vinegar, wasn't it?
It was,
but
you know what I mean?
But the food was gorge.
But the food was gorge. Now, I would say as well, don't come to Salou unless you like the seafood because it's all paella, paella, paella.
Yeah.
Which we like, that gaff was gorgeous.
That was lovely. And so give us that phrase again.
So it's La rosada este palido.
La rosada este palido.
So you have to get the inflection up at the end to make it a question.
La rosada este palido.
Good, right. Another one then that I love to whip out and I just think, say now if you're coming over with a fella or if perchance, say, when I'm in Barcelona, if I meet a fella there and we want to go for dinner. So when you go in, you say, quisiera una mesa para dos cerca de la ventana.
What's that mean?
Which I've been saying to every gaff we've been going to and it's, I'd like a table for two near the window.
Oh, glamour.
Which is glamour, right? Now, also, for most of the meals, we've been sitting outside, so they've been looking at me kind of going, what? But I just think it's a nice phrase, isn't it?
It's good. And also, like, imagine walking in, being a boss bitch, saying
it's a boss
that.
Bitch. Yeah.
Getting you we're going to get you on a date in Barcelona just so you can use
I
that
I feel
phrase.
Like, yeah, just for me. Now, if I was to meet a fella on a night out in Barcelona.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of, he's buying me drinks, but I'm not really too much into it. And he asks me what my plans are for the next day because he wants to go on a date. I found the perfect phrase. Lo siento, estoy ocupado.
What's that
Which
mean?
Is, I'm sorry, I'm busy. Imagine me just dropping that. Now, is that a bit rude?
No, it's nonchalant.
Yeah, lo siento, estoy ocupado. I feel like I'm in a telenovela.
Lo siento, estoy ocupado. Love that.
It's stunning, isn't it?
Also, lads, you can't see Kevin, but he's all written out in a notebook.
This
I
is
think
my
it's
notebook,
hilarious.
Yeah. This is my Spanish notebook. Also, I brought my 15-minute Spanish book as well.
It's like you're studying for the Leaving Cert.
Another one, if you're Irish, that's good over here because everyone just assumes you to be English, which is a bit annoying, obviously.
Because of the famine.
So we say, no somos ingles, somos irlandes, and then we play Sheena Fianna Fáil. We just start singing it.
Or river dance.
Or we start river dancing down by the promenade. And last one, which I haven't used yet, but hopefully will be using in Barcelona, is activo o pasivo, which means top or bottom.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
What's versatile?
Oh, I read it.
I need to learn, like, do you like my friend? Like, you know, and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, te
like,
gusta mi amigo?
Te gusta mi amigo?
Yeah.
Guapo, no?
Guapo, no? Yeah, sexy, no? So you're Spanish. I think you know more than you let on.
Okay.
Because you've just been picking up a few words, so I think you should know these five words from the few days we've been here, right?
Okay, put me to the test.
So, you've been loving your beers down by the beach,
yeah.
Right? And nothing does beat a beer on Hals. I wish I could drink a beer.
A beer in the sun, hook it to my veins.
I do love the sangria. Now, I will say type 2 diabetes from the sangria. I forgot there was so much sugar in it.
So much
teeth
sugar.
Teeth are falling out. I have the dental appointment booked for when I go back after my PCR. Right? So, Spanish for beer. You know it.
Cerveza.
Yeah, close.
Ceviche. No, not ceviche.
No, I told you it's not ceviche the other day.
Una. Cerveza.
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 Yeah, so the S isn't as strong as you're making now.
Una cerveza. Cerveza.
So it's kind of like that. That's the thing. I think the Spanish suits me because they all kind of have a lisp. It's like a forced lisp.
Yeah.
Right. What's the Spanish for the beach?
La plage.
That's French, but close.
Oh, a la plage. No, wait. Wait now.
That's my voice fucked from the aircon. Lads, you should have seen us the first morning after we woke up from the aircon. Me and Beach turned to each other. We hadn't even drank that much.
No.
Because also we had forgotten there's a fucking curfew over here. We have to be in bed by 12:30.
Which I kind of love.
Which I kind of love. I'm getting up so early.
Oh, I love it. Well, you're
like,
not.
I feel like I planned it.
What's the beach?
You know it. It's very similar to La Plage. Just make it sound a bit more Spanishy.
La plage au lait? I don't know, what is it?
La playa.
La playa de la mer. La playa de la mer.
Okay, this one's for me because you know I don't really drink with my meal, but I order a what? A fizzy water.
Okay, aqua conga. No, aqua san. No, aqua congas.
What is it?
Aqua congas.
So it's agua.
Agua congas.
Yeah, perfect, yeah.
Was
okay,
it?
And
it wasn't
lastly,
perfect, but it was good.
Lastly, if we're asking for the bill at the end. You know this. You know it because I got you to do it the other night.
I just signed the scribble in the air. That's the Spanish for a bill is you do the cursive in the air and they go, mm-hmm. It starts with a C.
Yeah, it starts with C.
I keep going French. I said ballet in my head.
That's tickish.
Oh. Why am I thick?
You're not thick.
I'm trying to learn
it's
Tagalog.
It's a new language.
I'm trying to learn Tagalog at the moment for like so I can talk to Jose's
That's
family.
That's so cute as well,
skate.
By the way. So cute.
But it's like I'm just not language inclined.
But that's like not everybody is.
Okay, what? I don't know.
It's la cuenta. So you
la
say
cuenta.
La cuenta, por favor. And also something I realized over here. Now, it says it in my 15-minute Spanish, and I do think some of it's maybe dated, but it says apparently... you don't have to say gracias and por favor too much, but like your kindness.
No manners in Spain, girls.
Your kindness and your politeness is implied
in
the way you say stuff, which I kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, still, you can't take the Irish out of me. Like, I'll still say please and thanks for everything.
But it's hilarious because you're putting like Irish mannerisms on the Spanish language. So, like, if they ever be like, we have a table, you always be like, oh, perfecto. I'm like, I don't think Spanish
Yeah, I keep
say
saying
that.
Perfecto.
Like,
and
do you know the way
and
you'd be
me.
Like, oh, perfect, thanks. Like, when
you're
going in.
Now, I will say as well, I had the tastiest peach of my life the other day in the market, didn't I, in the Supermercado.
Like, it's very boring for the pod, talking about your
I
peach.
I felt like I needed to talk
okay,
about
go
it.
On.
But anyway, the fruit just hits different over here, but
the
I took a bite out of it, and I thought I was in Call Me By Your Name. I was like, this is the tastiest peach of my life. Went back anyway today, I was like, I was dreaming about the peach last night. I'm not even joking. Wet dream about the peach. Woke up this morning and it's like, get me to the Supermercado quick. Also, they fuck you over here for the breakfast that's included. They'd be lying out all the pastries. Like, I'd never have a chocolate donut for my breakfast. And the thing is, like, we're going to Barcelona. I want
to
be like,
I know, but on
Hans,
you have
peach.
To leave the hair down a bit.
You have to leave the hair down a bit. But when to get the peach now, second time round, was shocking.
Really?
Oh my God, yeah. It was manky, kind of ruined it for me.
Do you like that story now, girls, about the peach? Let us know if that was the best part of the pod.
Had to tell
about
the
Kevin's
beach.
Journey. He got a nice speech and then he went back the day after and got a bad one.
Also, you have to tell him about the gelato over here.
It's gorgeous.
I should have put that in the quiz once in Spanish for ice cream.
Gelato.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
I got them all wrong about getting that right.
Yeah, that's
they have a, I know this is boring as well, but they have a very dark sorbet and you know she doesn't do the dairy.
It's
so
gorgeous.
So I'd be loving.
Yeah.
Now, I'm after eating way too much of it.
You're not. You're going to be able
to. I got it every night since we've been here.
Yeah. Well, but we're
Hals.
Hals, that's the thing. You're on Hals.
On food on halls, right? Yeah. We were skitting the other day, girls, because remember when you were younger and your mum and dad would bring every meat to Spain?
Rashers. Why were our parents taking rashers to Spain?
They were like, they're not nice over there now, you have to bring the Irish rashers.
But also we were even saying, like, God forbid our parents would have to go 2 weeks without some rashers.
God forbid they went continental for the week.
Do you know what I mean? And also, like, I know you might be like, oh, the milk over there because the cows aren't eating, like, green grass because 'tis all, like, dried up. But, like,
who made that
that's
up?
Made up.
That's made
like,
up.
Like, a cow's a cow.
No, a bit pot kettle black kind of vibes here because we bought a bag of Barry's tea, like a big bag.
Well, the thing is, we do like our tea.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
We do like
and,
our
like,
tea.
I don't think they know, like, their tea over here, really. They wouldn't be big into their tea. We were planning on keeping it all hush-hush, right? Because we wanted to be, like, a big, like...
Reveal
that we were in Salou. But obviously, at the same time, we were kind of conflicted because we were like, we want to put up holiday pics because we're looking kind of... hot and fire, you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah, and also, like, Kevin wanted to live tweet the whole thing.
And I wanted to live tweet all of it, right?
Which, they're all hilarious. Go look at this Twitter, they're funny.
But also, right, we were literally on the beach, we were like, let's put up a picky, two of us on the beach, right, Speedos. And literally put up one pic. Everyone was literally replying, like, oh my God, please tell me that's Salou, right? Everyone. There was no one being like, oh my God, hot boys in the Speedos. Everything was, surely Salou? Salou, is that you? Please tell me this is Salou. Tell me this and tell me no more. Are you using Salou? And I was like... people were literally gagging for it.
Like, thank God we were actually in Salou, because imagine if we just went to another random map, they'd be all disappointed.
Now, I started telling everyone we were in Ibiza, right? Well, I started kind of naming a few different countries. And then I told one person we were in Ballyhass, because I was like, the water in the background. You wouldn't know where we were. But we just wanted to be a big reveal. Now, we did come across these girlies who were from Ireland, right?
They GA girlies.
GA girlies, Camogie team, right? And... they said that they lost some final or something. They were PR down in the dumps, so they were like, let's book a holiday, a lot of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they booked it to Salou. Now, I was a bit traumatised because I was like, are a lot of people going off booking holidays to Salou? Based on my recommendation, I was kind of like, is it living up to expectations?
Like, I know I said earlier it's a bit of a hole, right?
Yeah.
But I actually think it's perfect for, like, a family holiday. Like,
yeah.
I bring my kids here, like, yeah. a family hall. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Definitely.
It's just when you're, like, in 28 and gay, I wouldn't be yeah. flying to Salou.
Exactly.
I'd
no, you're
Sitges
right.
Or Barcelona,
that's
you know?
The thing, I wouldn't be either, to be honest.
But, like, for a family, I think it's perfect. And I say, like, you'd create gorgeous memories here. Like, even last night, like, there was, like, kids doing all those, light things that you fling
like they
into,
fire
the
up
air,
into the air
and
yeah.
they had ice cream all over their face and they were having the time of their life.
I would say hazard though, those, like, I wouldn't be buying those for my kids at all. I was waiting for one of them to whip their eye out. I just think they're a bit dangerous.
No, but all those kind of finicky, like, they're pure holiday toys that you get yeah. the kids, and they are like trash that you don't bring home. But
now,
like,
we were screaming at all the girls getting their hair braided, because when I say the look of pain on all their faces.
Also, I want to say, like, can...
are they meant to be getting their
can
hair braided?
Can white girls get their hair
in 2021?
Into, like, box braids and corners and stuff.
It's a bit much, is it?
Yeah, but also it's so funny because they obviously think it's a great idea. They sit down to get it done and then their head's getting ripped off them. Your woman's smiling through the pain and she looks iconic.
Now, I will say, bit disappointed, I'm yet to see. You know those... like Spanish kind of salsa dresses that all the young girls to be in.
Yeah.
That was one thing I craved when I was younger. I was like, I love one of those polka dot dresses.
What I used to be addicted to when I was younger on halls was getting a henna tattoo.
Oh, the henna tattoos. Also every year, yeah.
I got a big tiger on the back of my calf one day in henna.
Love.
And I remember she was like, if you get in the pool, it's going to fade. So I didn't go in the pool for the rest of the holiday
because really?
I didn't want it to fade. That's how much I wanted the
but that's,
tattoo.
That's iconic. I do think it would be iconic too if we were to get like matching holiday tattoos.
Oh my God. Well, I'd be down for that. But
you'd
you
be down for it.
Have a tattoo.
I can't. Would we get matching hennas or is that a bit sad?
Would it be a skit?
Would it be
what
a skit?
What would we get? A grandmam logo? Or a mic?
Oh my God. Would we do that? Or would we get, you know, the caricatures they do down by the beach?
Get one of them done.
Will we get one of them
I
done?
I haven't seen anyone doing caricatures.
Now, the last time I was in Salou, I got one of them done and...
did you draw a
she drew a rat. She drew an actual rat with just two big front teeth and I was like, what?
But that's the thing, these caricature artists, you're only asking for trouble.
That's
like,
the thing.
I sit down and they just give me big, huge ears. I look
yeah.
like Dumbo. They just pick your biggest insecurity and they just make it bigger.
That's the thing, you do need to be secure in yourself if you're getting the caricatures done. They don't tell you that, right?
Also, it's just so funny that like their job is to sit down and just take the piss out of people and just draw shit
literally that
like stick out bigger.
That's all they were doing for me. And I was like, I actually just paid you 10 quid. And I was very insecure at the time. Like, you know, I was only, and as well, I was like, am I that thin? You know what I mean? So I was like, all you were literally seeing was like teeth.
But it's a caricature, babe. She's morphing her proportions.
But like, for me, it was like a mirror. And I was going, well, if the stranger's seeing it, I was like, it must be true.
You were confused and you thought it was like a still life portrait. Yeah.
Now, we touched off it already. We are very different, like, holiday goers.
I do think, though, it's like yin and yang. We balance each other out.
Yeah, there is that, definitely.
And I think we could give tips to people who are travelling with someone who I feel like wouldn't be on their same, like, vibe.
Yeah, okay, fair.
Because we've been here 3 days. We are holiday experts now. You know what I mean? I feel like we're
fully
equipped.
Just give us a holiday show. I'd love to do like a Place in the Sun, Home or Away.
Yeah, like, where are the production companies?
Now, also, I feel like I'd hate it because you'd be getting all these people free holidays to take them over looking at houses.
Yeah.
And none of them get the house in the end. They'd always be like, oh yeah, it didn't have what we wanted. And we're like, it did. It ticked all the boxes, you said.
But I don't give a shit. I'll be hosting the show. You don't get commission.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't get commission on the house sale at all.
That's true, isn't it? Get me a gig. Yeah. I'd love that. If we did our own one for RTE.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, or if
or
we did like
Media One.
Our coach trip. If we did, you know, wasn't Francis Brennan doing the coach trip thing?
Oh, I wouldn't get on a coach, babe.
Yeah,
I'll drive.
Actually, no coach. No,
I'll drive
you.
Us when I get my license.
That's the thing. So, what would be a few tips that we'd give people who are like traveling with their friend and are like, oh, they still want to be friends afterwards?
One of my main tips is that you don't have to spend every second with each other.
No.
And this is even in a relationship, like.
Yeah.
Like, but like, even when we're together, like, if you're like, oh, I'm going to go up there to do my 7-hour tanning regime, that's really weird. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go for a walk. I'll see you in a minute.
Also, I am safe tanning when I'm up there. I'm like lashing on the factor and I'm alternating between back and front.
On a really strict schedule.
It's not that
like,
strict.
But isn't it good that like, we're never like, oh, but like we should be together. We're never,
yeah,
there's never
we're
pressure
like that,
to spend
yeah.
every waking minute together. You know what I mean? And I do think that takes a lot of pressure off the activities.
Definitely, yeah. Also, as Irish people, I think we're very agreeable and we don't want to be, like, putting someone else out or, like, we just want to go with the flow and be like, oh, yeah, I'll do that or let's do this. But I think sometimes you just need to say what you want to do as well.
Yeah, I agree.
Or if you're looking at a restaurant and you're kind of like, hate the look of it, don't sit down just for the sake of it because your friend wants to go there, you know what I mean?
Exactly, because then if you do that, yeah, I'm getting what I want, for example. Say if we did it and we went in. I'm getting what I want for it, but then I can feel that you don't want to be there. Like, you're not going to pretend that to like it then.
Also, like, for example, PJ's mad to an all-you-can-eat buffet and I can't do buffets full stop.
But girls, don't the Chinese buffet on Hall's just hit different?
No, the food's there from dawn till dusk.
But that's what makes it taste so good,
it
babe.
It doesn't taste good.
It marinates in the filth and it just, oh... A dirty Chinese buffet on Hall's.
Also, something I wasn't expecting from me, and I was a bit nervous about letting my guard down and having you see it and like being so exposed. I'm not that tidy on Hall's.
Kevin's messy on Hall's, girls.
I'm kind of messy on Hall's. My bits are all about the gaff.
Like, didn't even make his bed one day.
But I think it's because, you know what, with the curfew as well, because you know the way usually you'd come up from the beach, you go for the nap before you head out.
Yeah.
Because we have the curfew, we kind of do as much time as we can out in the sun, and then when we come up, we're kind of mad getting ready to go out again because you kind of have to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you
There's
mean.
Not too much pussyfooting around because you kind of have to, like, make the most of the hours.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, screaming the other night, the Irish girls leave to the Irish girls to find a lock-in in Salou.
The girls who went to the beach were like, oh my god, we were in a lock-in. They had plastic bags up against the window. I was like, dead.
Now, I will say, the beach was jammers, right? And they said they just stumbled across us. And if you're listening now, right, sorry. But they also said that they'd seen in like the pictures we put up, they were like, oh, we saw the yellow in the background when the hotels are yellow. Now, the hotels are yellow. I'd say they were going around that beach with a magnifying glass.
So?
Look, I think they were on the hunt.
I'm dead.
I feel like they were.
They were lovely though.
They were lovely though. Now, one of them, her voice was wrecked.
Oh yeah, she was wrecked from
and
the
And I don't know whether it's from the aircon or from the lock-in or was she shouting and roaring? Was she the captain of the camogie? Or was she shouting and roaring? Anyway, girlies, lovely
anyway,
to meet you
there
today.
There are two tips, girlies. So give each other space and also, if you want to do something, say it. Don't beat around the bush. Or if you don't want to do something, more importantly, say it.
Yeah. Also, make some time to get some pics for each other in the outfits.
Yeah.
That's a big one as
we
well.
We need to be better at that when we go to Barcelona.
Yeah.
I'm buzzing to go to Barcelona though. It's my first time going to be there. We're meeting Padraig from the podcast.
We're meeting Padraig.
The infamous Padraig from
the
podcast.
He actually flew over today. His flight was meant to be on the Friday and he was going to arrive the same day as us. But he was like, and I think this is the best decision he ever made. he actually changed the flight to 24 hours earlier because he said, you know what, I want to be rested, I want to gather my bearings, and I think he's going to do a bit of lying out because obviously we're going to be rocking up like with a bit of a bronze,
yeah,
with a bit of a glow.
Yeah.
I think obviously he kind of wants to be the same.
Okay.
So we're going
to
meet him
there. Now it's raining in Barcelona today, so that didn't go to plan for him.
The sun's coming out here now as well, I will say.
So, bye girlies. No, I'm joking.
So we're going to make our way to La Playa or a la plage.
A la plage.
Would France suit you more?
I feel like I'd know more words because I did French for the Leaving Cert. Also, why don't they teach Spanish in the Leaving Cert?
They need to. You know what? I was thinking, like, even though I love French, right?
Yeah.
Spanish would be suit you way more.
Suit you more?
And you'd be seeing way more Spanish people. I'd always be meeting Spanish lads in London.
Really?
The whole time.
What kind of meeting?
The whole time meeting up with them, just having a laugh at them. No, but honestly, like, and I just love the Spanish.
Mm.
Also, if you haven't watched this, oh, that was one of the phrases I never shared.
What?
The season that just came out of Drag Race España is like probably my favourite in the franchise.
You
it's
are
so good.
With it,
it's like
yeah.
top tier, and like the judging is so good. I keep thinking there's two lads in it. They're a couple, Javier Ambrosi and Javier Calvo, and honestly, they are stunning. And I say they're lovely as well. But anyway, for Don't Fuck It Up, it's No La Cagues. I'd be saying it to the cleaners at work the whole time.
No La Cagues.
Not saying like don't fuck up the cleaning, but I'd just be saying it, and I'd be like, they'd be having a laugh off me.
Also, the people in Salou are lovely.
They are lovely.
All the Spanish people in Salou are salt of the earth. I love them so much.
They are.
They're so nice.
I think we're really going to let our hair down in Barcelona.
I feel like Barcelona's going to be chaos.
It's going to be chaos.
Because as well, it's like, this isn't the gayest location ever.
Yeah.
There's no like gay clubs here or gay bars and stuff. I'm going to be swinging from the rafters in Barcelona.
If you were excited about the look I served the first night with the leather trousers and the glory hole vest, just you wait till Barcelona. I'm saving all my finest looks for Barcelona.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Right, girlies, time for Mam Knows Best, last of the season.
On to the Queen of Salou herself, the person who started this obsession that Kevin has with the place.
Now, I started sending pics into the group chat when I went up to like the old apartments that we used to stay in, and they were all weak for us.
Oh, I feel like it was like a lament.
It was very nostalgic, and I took a picture of like the old pool now and stuff, and I was like, I wonder is the righty lifeguard still about, because there was the hottest lifeguard over here.
You were
here.
Telling me about
are
him.
All the lifeguards over here gay, right?
No.
I see a lot
but
of them
but they
are.
Do queerbait.
That's the one thing, they're definitely queerbaiting. And this fella, I remember the time we used to have to pretend that it was funny. Well, I used to have to pretend that it was funny, because he used to go into the pool, then when he came out, he'd get into the shower, and it was just, no, he was in his swimming togs, his speedos,
yeah.
Like. But like, he would just be like chaos in the shower, and he'd be like, pfft.
And it was really hot.
He'd be swinging, and he'd long hair, and I was like so turned on by it. Right?
And he thought he was like main character.
And like my mum used to be like, doesn't he love himself, that lifeguard? And I used to be like, yeah, he does. LOL, like laughing. But I was literally like, oh my God.
And so he do was, I love him as well.
He was so hot.
Really?
Yeah, so hot. I'd love when we go to Barcelona if I used to get with a lifeguard. Just for a nice story.
Just for a story. Thing.
You know what I mean?
I'd love that for you as
maybe
well.
Maybe I might pretend to drown.
Put it out there in the universe.
Maybe I'll just put it out there. Anyway, over to Fiddle To Me from Mam Knows Best.
So, hi everyone. My question this week is, hi girlies, love you both. How to cope with the feeling that your mammy is disappointed in you? So, hiya, I hope you're okay. Look, from my point of view, as a mother of four young adults, you know, I think that feeling that you feel, I'm sure, all through life, young people and adults, young adults go through that, you know, maybe they feel, oh my God, I didn't do this. I hope my parents aren't disappointed in me. parents don't get disappointed, not in you. Now, clearly, as parents, we might get frustrated or we might be disappointed by a decision that our son or daughter may make, or, you know, especially if you think it's kind of going the wrong road. But it's not to you that disappointment is, you know, it's not how you've turned out as a young adult. It's just probably some of the choices that young adults are going to make that we wouldn't be behind, I suppose. But that doesn't mean that she's disappointed in you and how you've turned out and how you are now. No, we do get frustrated. And I suppose in my case with four of them, I do get frustrated because a few of them make the same mistakes over. But that doesn't mean that I'm disappointed in them. I just get annoyed maybe and disappointed, yeah, that they've revisited the same mistake again and again. But at the same time, I find the two are completely different. So sit down with your mom, have a cup of tea, have a chat and lay it all out, I'd say, because she is not disappointed in you, but she may very well be disappointed or discouraged by some choices that you've made. So sit down, hash it out, and it'll be okay.
Oh, I'm going to miss the mammy's advice every week.
Well, we could just message our mams and ask them for advice.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we do that anyway.
We've that luxury.
But they will be back, and so will we, girlies. This isn't a goodbye, it's a bye for now.
Bye for now. Now, also, will we stay put in Slough and just like keep the record going over here?
Will we just reel up, maybe not Slough? Sitches, maybe.
I do think, like, wouldn't it be stunning? It's only when you come over and you realise how much of a better mood you are when the sun's
sun.
Everyone's kind of in great humour.
That's the thing, everyone's, and as well, I just think, like, the lifestyle is
the
like,
sun just suits me.
The sun suits me as well, I think.
Do you know what I mean?
Will we just stay here?
No, I thought you prefer city breaks.
But there's cities, like, Barcelona's a city.
Yeah, but you prefer that. You don't really like relaxing as much.
I do. I don't know why you're getting this narrative where I don't like relaxing. Stop putting me up to be this, like, weird person who doesn't like relaxing.
But you were kind of saying you don't like the relaxing as much.
I like relaxing, just not the way you like relaxing. That's timed. I like to...
Stop
like,
saying it's timed.
I like to
As if it's like a formula. I lay out for an hour, and then when an hour has passed, I turn to the other side.
Anyway, girlies, we're going away. We're going to plan a live tour.
We're planning a live tour.
So obviously COVID-depending and stuff, but like that's why we're taking a break, because we loved our tour the first year we started doing the podcast and meeting everyone in real life and just having a skit, and we want to do it again. So we're coming to a city near you.
Also, if they can have 40,000 people in Croke Park, they can have us.
They can have us doing a show. Do you know what I mean?
And if it comes to it, we'll just do the gig in Croke Park.
So
I'm sure we can sell out.
So we're going to be announcing it soon once we figure out what we're doing.
Keep the eyes peeled now.
Keep the eyes peeled.
I think, let's just stay over here and plan it.
We can make the show here.
I was thinking as well, I could probably like teach spin classes over here. And I want to become a Pilates instructor as well.
Oh my god,
I
unreal.
I just do that in Spain. Because it's kind of universal.
And dancing over here
and
then as well.
And the dancing over here as well.
Unreal.
Girlies, we might be doing the next season from Slough as well.
So just
keep the eyes peeled.
Keep the eyes peeled.
So girlies, it's not adios. It's just hasta luego. It's bye for now. We'll see you later.
Also, we're still going to be keeping the Patreon going. So
oh yeah.
If you want that extra content, sign up, honeys.
Patreon girlies, there's
honeys,
going
the
to
way.
Be... Did you say honeys?
Honeys, what's that about? Sign up, honeys. Anyway, that's clickbait, girlies.
But there's going to be...
Do I love honeys
as well? As you said it, that's why I didn't react as much.
I think honeys is a thing.
I think it's a new thing.
Stay tuned for next season to see if honeys stick around.
So girlies who are signed onto the Patreon, you'll find out all about our chaotic few days in Barcelona. And we'll also be doing holiday footage. Now, we were going to go to PortAventura, but PJ wouldn't go.
No, we were. I wanted to go, but it was going
to
be raining.
No, you said no to the ride. You said the water park.
I just think it's they're just paying to feel sick. I'll spin you around there in a minute in the pool and you'll get sick and you'll be grand.
Anyway, girlies, thanks so much for tuning in. We love you loads.
Loves you.
Until next time.
Au revoir. No, how do you say it in Spanish?
Hasta luego. Or
hasta
like,
luego.
Adios.
Adios. Longa fall.
Hasta pronto. Besos. Let's kiss.
Call me. It's Sassana. Con gringo. Horse is fair. I feel like we should write a postcard in Irish.
Yeah.
Anyway, bye, girlies.
Bye, girlies. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.